Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Acutaas Chemicals Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Acutaas Chemicals Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. Today, we have with us Acutaas Chemicals Management, represented by Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Abhishek Patel, Vice President Strategy, and Mr. Bhavin Shah, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to invite Mr. Bhavin Shah to initiate the proceedings. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Krishan. Good evening, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss Q3 FY26 financials. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call, which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with the audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Acutaas Chemicals and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the floor to our Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Patel, for his opening statement. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good evening, everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Wishing you and your family a very happy and prosperous New Year. I will provide an overview of the strategic initiatives we are undertaking before handing over to Abhishek for detailed business updates. As you know, Acutaas is evolving into a diversified chemicals company with multiple business verticals. Allow me to walk you through each of them. Starting with our core business of pharmaceutical intermediates, our focus remained on sustaining the robust growth engine that we have built over the years. Additionally, we are actively pursuing CMO and CDMO opportunities to accelerate growth in this segment. We have developed a strong pipeline with four products already validated, and we expect some of these opportunities to begin contributing to our top line from FY27 onwards. Moving on to the battery chemicals business, I'm delighted to share that we inaugurated a new block at our Jhagadia facility, dedicated exclusively to battery chemicals, on 19 January 2026. While Q4 will primarily be a quarter of trial production, testing, validation, and the commencement of the commercial operations, we expect this business to ramp up significantly from Q1 FY27. Our third important vertical is semiconductor chemicals, where we are in the early stage of seeding business both in BFC and Indichem. Our South Korean joint venture to new customers in South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. We are witnessing encouraging traction from clients in both businesses. At BFC, engagement with our Japanese customer has been very promising. In other than Heraeus products, at Indichem, we have already initiated discussions with various clients regarding our product offerings. Overall, I believe that FY2028, these three business verticals will operate as independent self-sustaining growth engines, each contributing meaningfully to our overall top line. Coming to our quarterly performance, I'm pleased to report that we continue our strong growth trajectory. Revenue from operations came in just shy of rupees 400 crore this quarter, which was accompanied by our highest-ever margins, leading to our profit after tax for the quarter crossing the milestone of rupees 100 crore mark. I will let Bhavin discuss financials in detail later. To conclude, based on the strength of our current order book, we are revising our revenue guidance upward from 25% to around 30% growth for FY26. With that, I would like to hand over to our Vice President of Strategy, Abhishek Patel, who will walk you through the detailed business update. Over to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Naresh Bhai. Good evening, everyone. Let me take this opportunity to share further insight into our business performance for the quarter. Starting with Advanced Pharmaceutical Intermediate segment, this segment delivered a robust performance with revenue of 351.1 crore in Q3 FY26, reflecting a strong year-on-year growth of 46.8%. The growth was primarily driven by our CDMO business, complemented by steady contribution from our core Advanced Pharmaceutical Intermediate segment. Moving on to the Specialty Chemical segment, revenue for this segment stood at 42.1 crore during this quarter, registering a strong year-on-year growth of 17.2%. Our commodity chemical sub-segment recorded consistent growth driven by high volume, stable pricing, which was supported by a recovery in BFC business. Now turning to the capital expenditure. CapEx for 9-month period stood at 143 crore. Primarily directed towards Jhagadia site for battery chemical project and pilot plant project at Sachin site. Let me provide some additional updates on our key projects. Regarding electrolyte additive capex at Jhagadia, as Naresh Bhai mentioned, first phase of electrolyte block is inaugurated on 19 January 2026. The second phase of capex is currently ongoing and is expected to be completed within next 6 months. Pilot plant capex is slightly delayed due to delay in equipment arrival. It is now expected to be completed by Q1 FY27. Due to spillover of second phase of battery chemical capex as well as the pilot plant capex, total capex for the FY26 expected to be around 220 crore versus 250 crore which we guided in our previous call. Apart from this, another major cash outlay during the year will be our investment in South Korea joint venture, Indichem. Till now, we have invested close to 130 crore in this joint venture. The total investment we announced for this one venture was around 200 crore. We have sufficient cash on hand as well as strong cash flow generation to fund this cash outlay. Now coming back to the business updates. Starting with pharmaceutical intermediate segment. For ag CDMO business, we have a couple of new products that have already started ramping up, and we believe they will continue drive the growth. For some of our top products, we have been able to deliver higher single digit growth. Now you might look at the numbers and observe that this business is not growing as strongly as it used to. This is because we have carefully taken strategic decision to review our product portfolio and let go low margin products. That's why you see now quality growth is coming. Coming to CDMO business, as Naresh Bhai mentioned, four products which have been validated in the current financial year should start contributing to the top line from FY27. Additionally, we are expected to complete sampling and validation batches for some more products in coming quarters. This shows our CDMO pipeline continue to grow strongly, which will take us swiftly to our CDMO guidance of rupees 1000 crore by FY28. On battery chemical side, we already have order in hand with a good revenue visibility for FY27 for VC and FEC. As mentioned in earlier calls, we have added two more products to this business, and these products are expected to start contributing to top line from mid FY27. On semiconductor business aside, Naresh Bhai covered most of the important update in this remark. The only thing I would like to add is the capex for the Indichem JV is progressing as per the plan. Finally, on a note of corporate excellence, we are proud to share that our founder and CMD, Mr. Naresh Patel, has been recognized amongst the IDFC First Private and Harun India's top 200 self-made entrepreneurs for the millennia 2025. This prestigious ranking celebrates the visionary behind the most valuable companies founded in India since 2000. Our stakeholders, this recognition is powerful validation of the entrepreneurial grit and the leadership that has shaped our company's trajectory. As we continue to redefine our place in India's economic future, we remain committed to the same spirit of innovation and value creation that is awarded on us. To conclude, as Naresh bhai guided, we expect revenue from operation to grow by 30% in FY26. We also upgrade our EBITDA margin guidance from 28 to 35% range for our full year. With that, I will now hand over our floor to Chief Financial Officer Bhavin Shah, who will walk you through the financial update. Over to you, Bhavin bhai.
Thank you, Abhishek bhai. I would like to briefly highlight the key performance metrics for the quarter and 9 months of FY26 before we open the floor for questions. Let me start with the quarterly performance. Revenue from operations for the quarter reached 393.2 crore, representing 43% growth YOY. Gross profit for the quarter was 224 crore, reflecting a 26.1% increase compared to the same period last year. The gross margin expanded by 1,073 basis point YOY to 57%. Gross margin was driven by improved product mix. EBITDA for the quarter was 150.7 crore, which represents more than twofold increase compared to the EBITDA of the same period last year. EBITDA margin were at 38.3%, up 1,335 basis point YOY. EBITDA margin was driven by expansion in gross margin as well as operating leverage. PAT for the quarter was 106.2 crore, up 133.7% YOY. PAT margin for the quarter were 27%, which show an expansion of 1,049 basis point YOY. Moving on the 9-month FY26 performance. Revenue from operation for the 9 months of the year reached 906.6 crore, representing 29.8% increase year over year. EBITDA for the 9-month 26 was 296.9 crore, which was 2x compared to the same period last year. PAT for 9-month FY26 was at 222.1 crore, which more than doubled compared to the same period last year. Moving on to the balance sheet item, net cash and cash equivalent were at 129.5 crore as on 31st December 2025. Our working capital for the quarter improved to 111 days, this mainly on account of higher debtor days, whereas inventory and creditors remain stable. With that, I request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rikin Shah with Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a blockbuster performance. So, first, I wanted to ask, the overall direction of the semiconductor chemicals, both the verticals. So, in the last call, we have mentioned about some new product launches and trial batches for Baba. And also, if you can share, the same question, shed some light on the the guidance of the facility in Korea coming up.
On Baba Fine Chem business side, as we discussed last time also, as our endeavor is to promote our products, X of various business which we were not marketing earlier at the time of acquisition, that we have started marketing in a newer geography, and that has shown a very good result. And you can see the Baba Fine Chem business has started turning around in terms of revenue. I think the last quarter was more of a kind of bottom point for us, from where we have started positively from this quarter onwards, and going forward we are expecting some more traction coming in business. It will be a slow process, but we are already on that good part of growth. So it's an encouraging result for us. From IndiCam side, the CapEx has started almost 4 months back, and it is progressing well as per the plan. We have already invested 130 crore towards the CapEx, and hopefully by end of this calendar, we should be able to complete the CapEx and start the business.
Got it, sir. All right. So last quarter also, we had mentioned in non-CDMO business, and you also mentioned again, a change in the product mix. Also, you mentioned there is some conversion to flow technology. So my question is that, some of the legacy molecules, they could have been transferred to flow tech much, much earlier. So what has essentially changed, and, why has this, increase this much right now? Just trying to reason with, what is happening.
So when we talk about the changing to the flow chemistry and all those things, that is not related to the CDMO business. CDMO business is a completely connection with the customer. We cannot right away change to any of those things.
Right, for sir. The CDMO, I meant the non-CDMO business only, sir.
Yeah, sorry. For CDMO business, this is a very standard process for us to look at every product on a monthly and a quarterly basis. If there is any threat related to margin or any cost pressure, we do the cost improvement, margin improvement measure for this. So this is how we keep on upgrading our product, working on our cost on a regular basis. And those are the permanent kind of things which get into, which is the margin improvement. More of a margin improvement for this quarter is again for the because of the product mix only. If you look at the gross or material margin level, it is an improvement of 1.2%, which is where you see the product mix shifting. And rest of the margin is coming from the operational efficiency.
Got it, sir. What utilization would we be in Ankleshwar, and along the same line, so what is the plan for incremental pharma intermediate capex post Ankleshwar is at peak capacity utilization?
At Ankleshwar plant, the utilization has been 40% for the quarter, and slowly, because once the plant gets ready, which was completed last quarter only, so it's a time for products to get validated from the newer side. And slowly, it will start ramping up from that side. So newer products which are coming into the basket from our product portfolio and R&D line, that now we have started a shift. We are doing with the Ankleshwar side, as well as some of the existing product which we are just slowly transferring to the newer side. In terms of CapEx for this site, it is still premature to announce anything. But as we mentioned, this largely covers our growth requirement till FY28. So before 1.5 year, we may come up with some CapEx plan based on the market condition and future growth requirement.
Got it. So you've been 40% for Block 3 or for the entire site?
For entire site, covering now the all blocks. Available time for availability of all block, whatever time it was.
Got it. So, and you have mentioned 3 new CDMO manufacture projects in H1 FY26, and you had also guided that they will ramp up in H2 FY26. So, how has been the movement of these new CDMO projects, X of our core CDMO molecules?
X of first CDMO, of which we are talking about, we have validated in total in 4 number of CD projects have already been validated, for which we are expecting meaningful. These are already commercial products, but meaningful revenue we are expecting from next financial year onward. Meanwhile, there are many other products which are going for validation on a continuous basis, expected from in this quarter also.
Got it, sir. And just the last question from my side, in terms of sustainability of margins, gross margins, What would be your outlook for that? For at least if you can't say for a few years, then maybe for FY27.
Actually, we are not guiding for any of a margin, but we can discuss at a relevant time for FY27.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan with ASK. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Actually, taking forward from the previous participant, I mean, now two things. One is, you know, that the oncology product itself is doing well. If we go by, Orion's commentary this year, and also there is a lot of product life cycle extension happening. So if I look at 3 years and you're talking about, the 1,000 crore, target, how is, the contribution from non-oncology products going to be? If you can give some color on the dependency of oncology and how are the other products in the pipeline?
So as we mentioned, we have already validated 4 more products. And during my commentary, I mentioned this gives us the confidence that we'll be able to cross 1,000 crore mark for the CDMO business by FY28. So apart from that, already going oncology product, we have a very good pipeline of CDMO products in our product basket. In fact, that has been very encouraging seeing at the kind of growth we are seeing for all those product development happening at our end.
Sure. And sir, then coming to the electrolyte, the business that is on the battery chemical side, now we are looking at vinyl carbonate and, fluoroethylene carbonate, couple of products. But if I take 2-3 years down the line, are we looking to expand this basket? I mean, what is the strategy here in terms of going with the bouquet of products?
Yes, of course. These have been two pioneer of starting stepping stone kind of product for us through which we get into this business. But as we discussed last quarter also, we have already commercialized 2 more products in this space. CapEx phase 2 is already been announced, which is already under implementation and expected to get completed by Q1 FY 27. And there are additional furthermore products which are already under development and for which business development is also going on, for which you can find our list of products at our website also.
Sure, and this will largely be towards the OEM, right? I mean, the battery cell OEM partner.
Yes.
Whom we have tied up with. Okay. Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll join back to you. All the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Krishan Parwani with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, sir. Congratulations once again on very strong results. Just a couple of questions from my side. First, have you signed or are looking to sign any new CDMO contract for the 4 products that you have bought that have been validated, you mentioned?
Yes, of course. Those are with the originators, and the relevant contract will be signed as a relevant time.
Okay, and would you be, I know you will not be giving out the names of the products, but would you be, signing the contract or no?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
As then when you sign the contract, would you be announcing the sale?
We will update as and when some material update is to be provided as per the regulatory requirement.
Sure, sir. And just one clarification. IndiGem investment, you said 150 crore will be in F26. Basically, 370 crore cash outflow in FI26, correct? 220 the capex and 150 investment.
We have invested 140 crore by this year. With the completion of CapEx electrolyte, it should be 220. And IndiGem investment is 130 crore for the full year.
Okay, so basically at 350 to 370 crores cash outflow in F26, correct?
Yes. And next okay. round of capex that can next round of investment for IndiChem part may come in this quarter also.
Okay. Okay. And did you mention the battery chemicals incremental capex for the two new products that you have added?
What yes, would be we have one. That is what the second phase is.
Okay. Okay. And revenue contribution you said will begin in the mid of FY27 from these two new products.
Yes.
Okay. And BCFEC is already begin. I think Naresh bhai mentioned from 17 January or so.
No, let me clarify on this. On the 19th okay. of January, plant inauguration was done. Then now mm-hmm. we are in the process of for validation, trial batches, and then commercialization will happen probably by the end of this quarter.
Understood. So basically, 1QFI27 is, we can assume, the contribution from VC and FCC.
Yes. Got as it. You, yes, you rightly said, as you know, that we have already orders in place. So by quarter end, we should be able to hopefully start commercial supply.
Perfect. And last bit, so which cost overheads, let's say, the contribute to reduction in other expenses this quarter? Because other expenses declined quite a lot in this quarter. So just wanted to understand the reason there. I mean, it's only a 3 crore reduction. Yeah.
So, Krishan, it was largely on account of savings on energy cost. Then there are few consumable and repairs item, and we have improved many of our internal processes, and so those has all thing has helped us to reduce on other overheads for this quarter.
Understood. And the energy savings is from the solar plant that we had installed, correct?
Largely from that.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Thank you so much for answering my question. Wish you all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhijit Akela with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you so much for taking my questions. First, on the battery chemicals piece, you know, if you could please just remind me what the new capacity addition is from the two new products coming up by 1H, I guess. And what is the capex that's being invested into those?
So actually, we have not announced any capacity number for this capex. The capex plan is 40 crore.
Okay, okay, got it. And with regard to Baba, you know, given that the business has started to turn around, is there a revenue, you know, sort of guidance that we could, you know, look at for FY26 as a whole?
So as of now, we have not given any guidance on this. Obviously, this is the season for budget also. We may give the guidance at relevant time.
All right. And just... one last one from my side. With regard to the product concentration, you know, it does seem like maybe the top CDMO product is, you know, driving a lot of the growth for the company over the last year or so. We have a lot of other growth projects coming up in the next year to 2 years. So if we look out maybe 3 to 5 years, you know, what sort of product concentration would you expect to see from the top product just over that time frame? I mean, how significantly can we de-risk ourselves from, you know, that concentration risk?
So as we already discussed, we are working, and as we mentioned, 4 products are already validated, and there are many more products in pipeline for CDMO business apart from the traditional business. And then another growth engine of electrolyte and semiconductor is coming up. So obviously, idea is to de-risk product concentration going forward. But I will not able to give you any guidance on this on the product mix in next 3 year times.
Got it. No, thank you. Thank you so much.
But the generic side also, the products like Epixaban, Rivaroxaban are already progressing well. So those are also a kind of engine for apart from this, the CDMO space.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prateek with Union Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Many congratulations, Abhishek Bhai, Naresh Bhai, for great set of numbers. Couple of questions from my side. On your onco CDMO, how's the outlook looking in terms of new indication, new geography additions? What sort of outlook are you envisaging based on your interaction with the customers for your onco CDMO?
See, for this business, as you know, it's a CDMO business. We are completely driven by the whatever projection has been given by our end customer. So obviously, as you read in the market and related to product and market expansion, but we are giving the 1,000 crore guidance based on whatever the customer expectation is there for till FY28.
Got it. And in terms of this recent EU FTA, will we benefit in any ways?
So for, let's say for EU FTA deal, obviously, it will be a welcome deal for the not for only for us, it's for whole industry. So we are we may also be the beneficiary of whole as a industry cycle.
Are any of our products under tariffs?
So it's a we are supplying on a more product on CIF based, and it's a customer's requirement to get it custom clear at their end. But for us, it has not been any time matter of concern earlier also.
Got it. Yeah. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohit Nagraj with 360 One Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on very strong set of numbers. The first question on CDMO front. So during the first 9 months, how many total commercial products that we are servicing on the CDMO? And what could be the mix between pharma and agro? And an allied question to that, when we see FY28 1,000 crores, what is the kind of mix that we are looking at from pharma and agro? Thank you.
When we talk about 1,000 crore revenue, it is for a CDMO business only. So it's not split between pharma and agro.
I'll reframe my question. So
there is no agro business in CDMO. All the CDMO is only from pharma. Rest Abhishek will give the answer.
Okay, so all CDMO business is to pharma only. No agro business is there. And in terms of product mix or that we are not guiding or that we are not disclosed. Anywhere because of the confidentiality nature of the CDMO contracts.
Sure. I'll just rephrase the question. How many molecules are currently being commercialized? And when we'll reach, say, 1,000 crores, what is the number of molecules that will be commercialized and those will be serviced?
As on date, we have already 5 commercialized product, as we mentioned. And going forward, obviously, the number will be higher. It is difficult to say the number of products which will be contributing till at the end of FY28.
Sure. That's clear. Second, on the Indichem venture, when do we expect the commercialization of the facility and probably the first year of operation and any visibility in terms of how the revenues are likely to be scaled up and what kind of arrangement in terms of product offtake that we are currently looking at. Thank you.
For Indichem project, as I mentioned, our capex should completed by this calendar year, year 2026, and next year onward, calendar year onward, we should see revenue coming up in this business. In terms of number or the size or a scale of this business, largely you can expect that for the semiconductor business, the asset turn will be in the range of 1:1 and with a better, high EBITDA margin as compared to pharma business.
Sure. Just one clarification. For the first 9 months, what could be the CDMO contribution in our total revenues?
No, not that we are not, I'm afraid I will not be able to give you this number.
No worries, no worries. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions and all the best, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jason Soans with IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you so much for taking my question and really congratulations on a very strong set of numbers. So first question, just wanted to understand, I mean, of course, I understand that the CDMO piece is doing really well, but around 2 quarters back, you did give some color on how the CDMO piece is doing and the non-CDMO piece is doing. So CDMO, yes, doing very well. Just wanted some color on the non-CDMO business as well. How is it shaping up?
Non-CDMO, as I mentioned during my commentary also, the non-CDMO pharma intermediate business is also growing in a higher single-digit number. You may feel like it's a lower number, but as I mentioned, now we are more focusing towards the quality growth as compared to the commodity intermediate products. In terms of growth for this business, as I mentioned, some of the generic products, a couple of generic products are already doing well in this in this financial year and last quarter also, and some of the new products are expected to join in this business from coming quarter also. So these are the products which are driving growth for us in non-CDMO business also. But because the pharma CDMO business is growing exponentially, it has become the most highlighting point for all of us.
Yes, sure, sir. Sure. And so just, I mean, you usually do give the EBITDA margins for the segments. So, sir, just for the API business and for the specialty chemicals, what are the segmental EBITDA margins, sir, for this quarter?
For the quarter, EBITDA margin for pharma business is around 41% and specialty is around 12%.
Okay. And, sir, related to that, just wanted to understand, I know additives hasn't started yet. But, you know, it will start, it will soon start. So I just wanted to understand initially what kind of margin are you baking in for this additives business? And so first start and then at optimum utilization, is a 20% margin safe to, you know, basically incorporate at an optimum utilization scale?
See, we have not guided any margin expectation for this business as of now. But what I can share is the margin profile will be below the traditional pharma intermediate business and above the existing paraben or commodity chemical business. Obviously, at the beginning, the margin will be lower because of the operability or the scale of the business, but it will get better. But as you know, we have a good contract in hand, so the scale-up should be much faster to get the operational operating efficiencies.
Sure, sir. And so just to clarify, the capex for the electrolyte additives was 177 crores when you mentioned it. Now you're adding 40 crores more to it. Is the understanding right?
Yes.
That's right. Okay, that's good. So 177 and 40 crores you'll be adding more. And again, another clarification which I had is you said that the capex is 220 crores for 26. So 220 crores plus your 130 crores going to Indichem, that kind of totally becomes 350. Is that also understanding should be right? Correct?
No. So for full year, so for 220 crore in full, will not get completed by March 26. But when it gets completed, total. For electrolyte, total capex will be 220. And for at the full company level, the total capex will be 220 crore, including all the segments.
Okay, so even including the Indichem investment,
no,
it will be.
I am talking about CapEx.
Okay.
So it will be by end of the year, CapEx towards electrolyte will be in the range of 170 crore for this financial year, 20 maybe towards the pilot plant, and remaining will be maintenance, some portion of the solar CapEx totaling to 220 crore.
Okay, okay. And 130 is over and above this. The Indichem is a separate. Separate from
the investment is over and above this.
Your understanding is like 220 plus
yes.
130. Overall,
yes,
the list will be around 350 crore.
Yes, yes, yes. Sure, sure. And sir, just lastly, wanted to understand, sir, I understand the BSC and Indichem are basically focused on the semiconductor space. Just, sir, if you could give us some understanding on, some color on how complex, how high margin will these products be. Probably, you are saying 28, by 28, you will see meaningful revenue from these set of businesses as well. So, if you could give us some color on how complex, how margin, high margin these products can be, or what potential these products can contribute.
So, what I can share to you is you already know about the margin profile of BFC because it's already our existing business. You can refer our financial also. And on top of that, I can add that at Indichem in South Korea, we are going for further value addition in this space. So these are what I can share to you on this.
Sure, sir. Okay, okay. Thank you so much for answering this. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sajal Kapoor with Anti-Fragile Thinking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Fantastic work, Acutaas team. Not just looking at this quarter, I mean, moving gross margins from 40-45% to upwards of 55% now in just about 2 years is a clear testament to your focus on efficiency and smart execution. So well done on that. Coming to my questions, 3 years from now, what would convince us that Acutaas successfully transitioned from a diversified specialty chemicals company to a sort of scientifically differentiated electronics-grade chemicals platform? And what would failure look like 3 years out?
So as our chairman Naresh Bhai already mentioned during his speech, for him, in next 3 years, he expects all his three verticals standing, not only standing on its own feet, they would be contributing meaningfully and generating a good amount of profit in all those segments. This is what we would like to see in next 3 years' time.
Yeah, so in terms of some of the critical capabilities, I mean, be it talent, purity control, you know, customer trust or capital, what out of these will be the hardest to scale and how are you positioning yourself just to, you know, protect the downside?
Okay. Sajanji, when we started this journey, when we designed the plant and everything, all the timelines and requirement of the project is defined, and accordingly we are having successfully installation of the plant as well as parallelly recruitment of the people, talent, and also technology implementation. Everything is as per the program and timeline, we are doing that. So we don't see any hurdle in this kind of technical people available. Or secondly thing is that whatever the processes are there, that is in-house design. So we have a strong knowledge about our processes. And wherever we don't know the strongness, then we do a JV like an Indichem, where we are doing an operation, but the knowledge is coming from our partner. So this is how we solve our problem or any issues which is coming in that. So I hope this will help you to understand.
Yes, it does. Yeah, thank you. And lastly, beyond absolute R&D headcount, which I think is currently about 130 odd scientists, so beyond the absolute headcount, how has our effective scientific throughput changed over the last sort of 12 to 18 months? I mean, you can measure it in terms of projects per scientist, time to qualification or, you know, successful tech transfers to manufacturing. So I'm just trying to understand the rate of change and that has happened in the organization above and beyond the R&D headcount, which we keep publishing over the last 12 to 18 months, because a lot of material change has happened on the gross margin, as I said, and I've seen many chemical companies is struggle with the gross margin, you know, 40%, 35% in that range. Clearly, we have broken out. So something must have happened beyond the absolute numbers, right? I mean, so if you can just give us some sort of a qualitative understanding. Thank you.
As when I started this journey in public, we always say that we are a company with a chemistry-driven company, R&D-driven company. So our core strength is our R&D, and our team, core people are very well knowledgeable about chemistry, what chemistry we do. We are very expertise in that. We have more than 680 molecules developed in our R&D. So that will help us to understand the chemistry. USP of incremental margin is not only R&D, but all the sectors. There are several parameters which is contributing to make the margin improvement, which is not only including the process improvement, but also energy, technology, operational efficiency. These are all utility. Everything is combinedly work on that, and that's how we had improved our margin. Also, the product mix, lay off some products which are almost old age and no margins remain in that. So these are all things which is cumulatively effort done by the team, and accordingly we improved our margin. So the R&D point of view, our run rate of developing around 50 odd molecules annually, and which is we are doing very well. So, and sooner or later we go for the expansion of our R&D also, as on when we require, we will announce that as well.
Right, because I was coming to that. So currently we are at 130, 140. You expect that number to bump up over the next 12 months or so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, understood. Thank you so much for answering all my questions, and wish you guys the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Bharat Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Naresh bhai, I didn't have any question, but I just wanted to congratulate you and the team. From a small firm with patchy businesses to specialty and multiple products, plus much more on the anvils, from a kind of commodity businesses in API and intermediate to specialty and developing CDMO, semiconductor and battery chemical specialties. I think the firm has come a fantastic way, and all of that in a relatively short period of time. So hearty congratulations to you and the team. This is dramatic performance.
Thank you Bharat bhai. All blessings of you and all investors. Thank you. Please keep us vigilant and more resilient to work on projects that encourage us to perform more and more better way. Thank you Bharat bhai for keeping trusting us.
No, thank you. And I've also seen that interaction with your team members is never about numbers, but about the business. And how well, for example, Abhishek invariably deals with all business-related issues and how things are progressing. It is very heartening. Otherwise, many of these discussions end up being very mundane. But this has been a refreshing exchange of views while talking to your team.
Thank you, Bharat bhai.
Thank you, Bharat bhai, for admiring my team. I'm really happy to hear this kind of acknowledgement from a very veteran person like you from industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on excellent set of numbers. So my first question is on the working capital part of it. Wanted to understand what was our working capital days in quarter three, net working capital. If you could give us a split of the inventory receivable and payable if possible.
So it is 111 days, data stand at 100 days, inventory at 55 days, and payable is at 44 days.
Okay. I mean, so what is the standard? I mean, I think the inventory days are a bit higher than usual. Any specific reason for that? Will we see that the days, you know, go down in quarter four?
So traditionally, we said that 110 days are the standard for many quarters. And what we try to always see that we should reduce and come it down to 100 days. But 110 days is a very standard period and comfortable for looking at our business. 55 days of inventory, I believe that is a good benchmark in the industry also. So 55 days is a comfortable standard for working with our kind of business.
In fact, there will be a many scope for improvement for inventory or working capital days, and we are working, and we have, in fact, if you see, we have not only gone beyond our growth for the revenue, we have always kept our eyes on the balance sheet item and the cash flow. And if you see, in last 3 years also, we have always sequentially improved our working capital days. Obviously, there will be a room for the improvement of inventory days or debtor days anytime. But we have always been a good cash flow generating company if you see the last 3 years' performance.
Definitely. That was my side. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vivek Gautam with GF Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a consistently good set of numbers. Sir, my question is about the opportunity size for our different segments. And number two is about the Chinese competition threat in any of the segments, sir.
For Chinese competition, see, we are into the business of chemical and intermediate. So we cannot ignore this Chinese competition. And we have been dealing with all those competition for almost more than a decade. What I can say is that we are very good at a chemistry. That is our stand. Then we do multiple chemistry for any of the product at a large scale, which is a key or USP for us as against any Chinese competition. And that's the reason you can see that for majority of our top product, we are the leader covering more than 70-80% of the market share. So it's nothing or something which we are dealing day in, day out. In terms of market opportunity, let's say for our some of the products like anti-cancer, which is already going well, you can refer some of the presentation of our customer and end customers, which can give you the insight about these things. And in terms of this product like electrolyte additive space, wherein we see and if we have a very humble capacity of 2,000 metric ton in terms of as against whatever the as against the total VC and FEC market in terms. So as of now, we are very small as against the opportunity size available, both for the VC, FEC kind of electrolyte additive product as well as the conductor space where we have only just started in this business. So 2,000 metric ton for VC and 2,000 for FEC, it's a very small size as of now as against the full opportunity size.
And sir, lastly, how much of the exposure we are having for the US market and any impact of tariff and other things?
We have very small amount of direct export to the US market. Largely it is from our subsidiary called Baba Fine Chem only. So we do not have much of the impact for US tariff.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akshay with AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And first of all, congratulations on very strong set of numbers. Sir, my all my questions have been answered, but my only question is that after FY26, can we grow sustainably by 25 to 30% year on year till next 4 to 5 years for consolidated business?
Sir, we have been growing for more than 25%, not for last 2-3 years. We have grown more than 25% for more than decades. And that is what we have already guided the market, that for next 3 years also, we would be growing more than 25% at a revenue level.
Yeah, that's right and very promising. All the best for the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Jason Soans with IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking my question again. Just a small question I had. I mean, you have a 2,000 ton capacity of VC and FEC both, right? Now, I just wanted to know, you also have a contracted... Yeah, 4,000 in total, correct. Yes. So, sir, with the contract in place, any capacity utilization you are looking at going ahead? I mean, how much would that... with the contract in place, how much of that capacity, of the 4,000 it would take?
So because confidentiality of the agreement, we will not be able to share the utilization, otherwise people will figure out the contract details. So we are not disclosing it, but as I mentioned, we have good visibility in terms of contract for FY27 and going forward also, and we are expecting fast scaling up of this business.
Okay. And sir, just also, with all that happening in China with the anti-involution and things, and with lithium prices, electrolyte prices and additive prices also going up, with lithium carbonate and all, do you think, whatever you're seeing, that bodes very positively for the additive business going ahead?
So for additive business, as I mentioned, we have already signed contract in place, which is more of a fixed pricing contract with variability if is there in terms of key raw material as well as the currency pricing. So we believe in long term supply or long term relationship with the customers, and obviously we earn our margin based on those already signed contracts.
Okay. So this contract is in place. Probably for future contracts, it would be beneficial. Correct.
So, as I mentioned, we believe not on the short-term gaining of this market movement. We more driven by the long-term supply contract.
Okay, sure. That's all from my side. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chandra Rampuria with Arya Finvest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, please?
Yes,
sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, thank you, Naresh bhai. Superb results and very well done. And I have been following your growth for some time now, and I'm really impressed. A short while ago, you mentioned in the context of the anti-cancer CDMO that the projections are from the customer are in place till 28. So just wanted to get the clarification, is it the projections are there till 28 or is the contract till 28?
We never said that we have up to 28, we have some projection or something like that. We always say that we have a long-term supply contract for this anti-cancer.
Because short while ago you mentioned about the revenue guidance is 28, and that is based on customer projections. So that's why just this clarity.
No.
So 28, we announced 1,000 crore CDMO business. So that CDMO business is not only belongs to anti-cancer. This is the cumulative of several other CDMO as well. and that will be, we will be complete by 2028. We reach to this milestone. This is what I said. But that milestone 1,000 crore is not belongs to the CDMO of anti-cancer, but this is a bundle of several CDMO business.
Oh, that's fine.
I hope this will clarify your doubt.
Sure. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, this was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you to the JM Financial team for hosting our conference call. We appreciate everyone's patience and hope we have addressed most of your queries. If we missed any of your questions, please reach out to our investor relations team and we will get back to you promptly. Once again, thank you very much and have a good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.